Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And Emily, now that I think about it, it's Bell Dinum?
Dinan. No one knows how to say my last name. That's okay.
So I'm not the only one who has a little trouble.
It's literally every person I've ever met.
Well, Emily and I have been talking through the internet, and now this is the first time we met each other kind of in person. Mm-hmm. I did see you at the dog park, but little did I know that one day you'd be on the radio show.
And here I am.
Yes.
Good morning.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here. Soil and Water Conservation District, you are, what is your title anyways?
I'm the Conservation Program Coordinator.
Okay.
So I coordinate our conservation programs, which are diverse and many.
So what other, how many other folks do you have over at the district? Like, in a sense, are you the manager of the district, or do you have several people wearing lots of hats?
That's a good question. We have, every conservation district is different, and it really reflects the geography and needs of each community. So we have several different programs at our district. I manage our conservation programs, which can be anything from water quality monitoring, to tree planting, to working with farmers, to working with community organizations, to working with schools, really having to do with, bringing ecosystem functions back to our community. But we also have different programs, a long time 20 or more than 20 year biosurveying program, the Midcoast Monitoring Program that has been working since the Hire the Fisherman program when coho were put on the endangered species list to survey our waterways here in Lincoln County to track and monitor different species of salmon populations, including endangered coho, but also performing aquatic habitat inventories. So really understanding and measuring and quantifying and qualifying why we would perform a restoration project on a specific waterway. And then we, for a long time, have had an invasive species management program, which had a little dip due to federal funding slowdown, but is going to come back online this spring. So we've always had our feet and kayaks out in the waterways of Lincoln County, where you may have seen someone knocking on their door or taking care of invasive knotweed, invasive policeman helmet, and invasive yellow flag iris as our three key species in our waterways.
Well, you know, I want you to kind of talk about the history of districts just briefly, but I have to ask you, because you have your graduate degree in restoration ecology, is that correct?
Yes. I moved to Oregon in 2014 in order to accept a great scholarship from the University of Oregon. So go Ducks. You're required to say that as part of my scholarship.
Yes.
Where I went to the environmental studies program of the University of Oregon. And it's kind of a choose your own adventure story where you develop your own curriculum, you find your own advisors, you develop your own project. And I came out here wanting to learn about restoration ecology, which is one of our newest sciences, I would say, starting in the 70s. And it's always evolving. And it's hard to learn unless you're really doing it and learning from seasoned professionals, because every time someone creates a project, it's specific for that ecosystem, that challenge, that habitat, that community, and then we always learn from our mistakes. So the next project's always better than the last. So I'm happy to be here in Lincoln County doing that kind of work.
That's awesome. I feel like you're so in alignment with the work that you're doing, but you know, I feel like somewhere in time when I was reading about Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District, that maybe there was lessons learned from the Dust Bowl. And can you kind of pull the concept together for us? Like, what is the ethos of, or historically, why did we create districts such as this? I mean, what's the intent?
So in the 1930s, you've all learned about the Dust Bowl in our history classes. It didn't really, you know, without being a farmer or a gardener, it might not make a lot of sense to you. Or if you're not from the West or Midwest, where it was really the biggest and most impactful, like I'm from New York State, and just because of our habitat and ecology and weather, it wasn't really an issue there. We didn't have to pull up prairie or take apart, you know, ecosystems that are very, very dry half of the year. Mm. So when the federal government in the 1930s realized how many people it hurt in terms of jobs or towns that were, you know, literally out of work or people without food and starving, they said, this can never happen again. So how can we create a branch of government that is responsible for our soil?
Gotcha.
So this all started with soil. It's really important. It's where all our food comes from.
Right.
It's where all our carbon gets stored. Soil is the best. I won't go too far in that direction because I can.
You are passionate about soil, I'm telling you.
So that's also how a lot of our bigger federal programs that support farmers came from. It was also after the Dust Bowl and after, you know, in the WPA era of supporting all types of Americans. From soil, they also realized in the 1960s that, hey, we should also take care of our water if rivers are on fire. So soil districts then became soil and water conservation districts. In the 1950s, these were also parceled out not just from the federal government, but also to states. And in Oregon, we have 44 different soil water conservation districts. They're, some of them are multi-county, like up in, you know, the Portland area, everything is pretty multi-county there. But we also cross boundaries. We love our partners down in Lane County, and in Benton County to the east. But we are a non-regulatory agency of the Oregon Department of Agriculture, which means we're not here to punish folks or tell people what to do. Yeah. We're here to support communities and ask, what do you need help with? And can I help you with it? And here's why it could be really beneficial, not just to coho or to trees or to marbled murrelet, but also to people's bottom line, because farmers are small business owners that it's important to support, because their product is our food. And food, I eat it every day.
And very synergistic, you know. Emily, we got to go to break, but just before we do that, the Soil and Water Conservation District, are your boundaries essentially Lincoln County's boundaries, or do you reach a little farther? Okay.
Correct. But sometimes we have MOUs with different counties, like our watershed, the Siletz River, starts in Polk County. But all the roads getting to it are in Lincoln County, and all the water ends up in Lincoln County. Yeah. So we really work with our partners and love our different SWCDs around us, and we all work together in that way.
It's all interconnected. Emily from the Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District is with us today. Let's take our first break, and we'll be back with her in just a moment. We're back on Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we have Emily Bell Dinan with us today from Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District. You know, Emily, I did mention earlier that your study at the University of Oregon focused on restoration ecology, but I also like to ask this question too. What made you passionate about that? I mean, was there any kind of tipping point, you know, in your past that made you decide this was something that you wanted to be a professional in?
That's a great question. I could go on and on, but I'll keep it brief. I am a fifth generation New Yorker.
New York City?
Yeah, New York City. Okay. I grew up next to, not like fancy New York City. I grew up at one of the world's worst Superfund sites, was our backyard.
Really?
We grew up on top of a 50-year, or now it's probably like 65-year-long underground oil spill, which put a lot of lead in our soil. I have really bad attention issues, but luckily not too many health issues yet.
Do you really think so?
It's a fact. So, so in addition to that, lots of health issues in my family, despite us loving camping and hiking and gardening. My parents started a lot of community gardens in the 80s in our local park. So I had a garden and grew up gardening. I'd have to walk 2 miles to it, but I love walking, so that's okay. So it was always this passion that's there, because I think all people naturally have, you know, a love of nature, a love of plants, a love of soil. Mm. It's just how much of it do you have and what's the quality of it? In 1995, although they just announced it is now contained here, the Asian longhorn beetle also entered into our neighborhood. So they cut down every single street tree in our neighborhood in 1995 to contain this invasive beetle from China. So I think when you have, I know, it's so sad, right? When you have less of these things, you really appreciate how much you do have when you have it. So,
thank you for sharing that because I mean, it really, I'm curious about what shapes people and the choices they make. And, you know, your history is very telling about where you would end up taking your professional focus.
It's kind of a compulsion. So I do it because I think it's important and, you know, it's just what I've done. And I've done it professionally since I was a teenager. I had one internship in my, and I went to an alternative high school where I did internships for credit. So art school was teaching after school art and gym class was taking yoga. And I worked for science credits at an ecology center on the East River and loved gardening and worked in as a native plant horticulturalist as a teenager and have really never turned back.
Well, and that's a good segue into the native plant sale that's going to happen in December. But you were mentioning that there is a pre-order type piece here. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. So we love our native plant sale, and it's something that a lot of community folks look forward to every year. It's something that our staff look forward to every year. It's our flagship community outreach event, although we're excited to be growing all of our outreach as capacity changes and shifts in at the district. But from until November 1st, there's a pre-order period where people can order their native plants from the district at a lower cost, closer to wholesale prices. And then the day of sale, so November 1st, get your orders in, go to our website, lincolnswcd.org.
Gotcha.
Or give us a call at our office at 541-265. Oh my gosh, I can't remember our phone number. Right. I'll get it to you later. I'm really bad with numbers.
I Googled you this morning and the district came right up.
Oh, good.
Actually, I think Facebook was the first thing that showed up.
Oh, yeah,
go
to our Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We're posting on Facebook.
Yeah.
But the pre-sale ends on November 1st. And then the day of sale, where prices are really just marginally higher, because our aim is to get plants out there in the community, make people happy, get gardeners, you know, started off right for the planting season, which ours is in the winter because that's when the water is here, is on December 7th and 8th. Oh, sorry, 8th and 9th. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm very bad with numbers. It's Saturday and Sunday in December 8th and 9th at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds at the 4-H building, which OSU Extension 4-H program was very, very gracious to take us in from the cold. We changed offices, so last year we were in the high school parking lot, and it was raining because it's December in Newport, and we all got the flu after. So we'll be at the 4-H building this year, and we were looking for volunteers. So
Volunteers too. Well, last year I bought some plants, but I got to tell you, this year I was in the backyard and I realized that a blueberry that I had got at the native plant sale like 5 years ago, it was huge.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, that's where my wife planted that. And so it was just kind of a neat thing. I mean, kind of bad that I can't remember these things, but that my wife planted this in the backyard and that it's just thriving.
It's awesome. And even though I mentioned all people love nature, as far as I've noticed, not everybody needs to know every single plant name. So that's what we're also here for, is the educational aspect, teaching how to identify plants if people want it. We have a lot of native plant and invasive plant guides on our website, as well as a resource.
Nice.
And as we build up our invasive species program again in this new era of the district, we'll also be hoping to build our volunteer efforts around invasive species monitoring and really tagging where these plants are growing so that our staff can go out and, you know, make sure it is under control.
Awesome. Emily, let's take that last break, come back, and we will talk more with her and the Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District. Stay with us. We're back on Lincoln County Connections. We've got just a little bit of time left with Emily Bell Dinan. She works with Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District. You know, we talked a little bit about the history and why soil and water conservation districts exist, your native plant sale, volunteers, and pre-sale happening. But Emily, maybe we could just cap it off by saying any particular opportunities or classes for farmers coming up, or how does it work?
Yeah, there are workshops with different partners at least 2 to 3 times a year. Actually, next Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 8 in Glen Aden Beach at the Depot Bay Fire Station, I'll be teaching along with the OSU Extension Agent for Forestry and Small Woodlands.
Nice. Would that be Pammy?
No, I think his name is Tom. Sorry, Tom. He's very, okay. Very new, but Pammy is amazing and organized all of it.
Okay.
So it's the last class of a 5-week course, although you can take each individual class, and this will be about DIY stream bank restoration, and that's what I'll be teaching, you know.
Nice.
Who, where, why, what, and how about it. That'll lead into more hands-on opportunities coming up in November to plant plants. This upcoming Saturday with the Midcoast Watershed Council, will be there volunteering with their awesome staff to plant trees out in Eddyville. Please go to our website and email us in order to learn more, or go to the Midcoast Watershed Council's website for info about Saturday. You can get on our mailing list at, you know, our website, lincolnswcd.org, or follow us on Facebook. And then this upcoming winter, we're going to be putting together a whole series of workshops starting in this whole new biennium to conduct very, very targeted outreach to residents and farmers and landowners and woodland owners along the Siletz River from the headwaters, you know, above Moonshine Park to Rocky Creek watershed to all the way to the bay. And we're interested in hearing people's, you know, environmental needs in terms of putting plants and rehabbing streams on their property, to helping put together bigger projects with the tribe and the Midcoast Watershed Council. And we'll be putting out information about that coming up, probably after the plant sale. We're pretty busy until the plant sale. And this is all part of the Siletz Watershed Coho business plan. So how can we support the community, support restoration, all to support Coho? And the first step in doing that is talking to people. So I love talking to people. I love plants. I'm a plant person. Not all plant people love talking to people. Totally understood. Not all fishermen love talking to, but we'll be talking to people coming up soon. So go to our website and like us on Facebook to learn more.
Perfect. Perfect. That's exciting. The specific work you're going to be doing on the Siletz. So it sounds like that's coming, you know, into after December, maybe into January.
Yeah, the first quarter of next year.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for coming on the program. I mean, we barely scratched the surface on the services you provide and the expertise, and let's have you back again and talk about it some more.
Yeah, so, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if you've been listening, remember, Google Lincoln Soil and Water Conservation District. You can find their information online. And you can find that phone number. And
I have it here, too.
You do. Well, tell us real fast.
It is 541-265-2631.
Thank you, Emily. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you same time, same place next week. And remember, you can listen to these shows on KWDP, KNPT, Yaquina Bay Communications, and on the county's website. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.